Shalom Aleichem, everyone. Welcome to our weekly Meshech Chochma Shir. A special welcome to our Torah Anytime viewers and listeners. The Bez Hashem be joining the Shir. This week is Parshas Vayichi Tovshin Pehei, but we're going to do something different today. Today is Tes Teves. Tes Teves is the yahrzeit of Ezra HaSofer. In Megillas Tainis, it talks about the 3 days in Teves, the three in a row were Nikva as Tanesim. For Klal Yisrael, Ches, Tes, and Yud, that we'll say in the Slichas tomorrow. Halei Shloshtam Kavati Tainis, I made a Tainis for all 3 days. And the 8th day of Teves, Melech Yavon forced me, Klal Yisrael, Lichtoiv Das Yavonis, to write the Das, the Torah, into Yavonis, into Greek. And the Megillas Tainis says it was darkness in the world for 3 days when that happened. And the Tes, which is today, Zayamti, why? B'chlima v'chefer chosach mi'olai milhoid v'tsefer torav torav v'anisanim reshofer who Ezra HaSofer's yard site is today. And on the 10th day, of course, is the day when the Tainis for us was Nikva with the siege of Yerushalayim in Chorban Bayis Rishon. The end of the Slicha talks about a fourth thing that after Chorban HaBayis the news reached Bavel and Teves when the Beis Hamikdash was destroyed, it took all the way till Teves, till the news reached Yerushalayim. That's a Gemara in Rosh Hashanah that talks about what exactly the fast of Teves is. Was it for the day of the news reaching it, or the day of the siege? Yehuyin Sham and the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah. So on Sunday night I gave a shir about these 3 days, because in Megillas Tainis it says there that on the 9th day, Loinoida L'chachamim Ma'iraboi, wasn't known to the Chachamim what happened, and the Mefarshim asked, what do you mean? It says, Mefurish in the Slicha, Ezra HaSofer was Nifter, and that was the shir that we gave on Sunday night. And it was based on Chassam Sofer, and based on a Meshech Chochma and Parshas Vayelech. So, that was the shir. On Tuesday morning, I got a message from someone here in Cleveland, Reb Shlomo Dunov. And he said he listened to the shir that I gave on Torah Anytime. And then he went to learn on Tuesday morning. And on Tuesday morning was the Daf Sanhedrin, Daf Chaf Aleph. Today's Chaf Gimel, yesterday was Chaf Beis, Tuesday was Chaf Aleph. And the Gemara that the Meshech Chochma was going on, that we said, all about Ezra, was actually that day's Daf, on Tuesday's Daf. Tuesday and Wednesday, Chaf Aleph, Chaf Beis, Chaf Beis, Amad Aleph, yesterday's Daf. So he was very excited that this Meshech Chochma was giving a pshat in the Daf. So I told him, you know what? This is a great idea that on Thursday, which is today, Ezra HaSofer's yard site. Now, I'm not 100% sure exactly what year Ezra HaSofer was Nifter in, but I saw somewhere that it was 2,331 years ago, which would mean 2,334th yard site. Which would mean he was Nifter in the year 307 before the Common Era, which, assuming the Beis Hamikdash was destroyed in 68, 69 of the Common Era, so we're talking about 377, 76 years before the Churban, which is about the second Beis Hamikdash was standing for 420 years, about 50, 60 years into the second Beis Hamikdash, which taka makes sense. I think Josephus says he was buried in Yerushalayim, but there's a Messiah that was buried in Iraq, in Bavel. They have a, you could Google it, they have a, like a place where they claim Ezra HaSofer's kever is. So anyways, because today is Ezra HaSofer's yard site, Schusa Yogin Aleinu V'Alko Yisrael, we are going to learn this Meshech Chochma inside in Parshas Vayelech, Perek Lamed Aleph, Pasuk Tes, to understand the answer to the question of Lo Noida L'Chachamim Ma'iraboy, that you'll have to listen to the other shir and hear how the Chassam Sofer explains it. But let us look at the Meshech Chochma. The Pasuk says in Parshas Vayelech, Vayitinu Al HaKohanim B'nei Levi, Moshe Rabbeinu gave the Torah to the Kohanim B'nei Levi. B'Yerushalmi say Perek Aleph D'Yavamis. In the end of the first parak of Yavamis, the Gemara says a story over there with Reb Doisa and Tzoras Habas. And then it says that Reb Doisa was blind. And Reb Daisa, the Chachmei Yisrael, had come to him to talk about the Yisra of Tzaras Abbas. He sent them to his brother, who was a Talmud of Shammai. They came back. And he said, he asked the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, T'loin Shnei'enai D'nechmach L'chachmei Yisrael. The Karban Eda learns that he was blind, or he had a hard time seeing, and he was Mevakish Rachamim, that he should be able to see the Chachmei Yisrael. So, Hitaka saw Rabbi Yeshua, the famous Maisa that we said in Meshech Chachma a different time. So it's also in Parshas Vayelech. Rabbi Yeshua, Esmiyai Redeya, he said on him the Pasuk, Esmiyai Redeya. He says, I remember that his mother used to bring him his bassinet to the Beis HaKnesses in order that his ear should hear Divrei Torah. He said, he saw Rabbi Akiva, he said, Kfirim Roshu V'ra'evu, Makir Anish Adam Giber B'Torahu. That's the Kfirim Roshu V'ra'evu. Because when he was young, he was an Amoritz. And then Ross Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. Saw Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah of a Karalov, and he said it in the Pasuk, Nara Yisi Gamzakanti. Why? Because Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah was 18 years old, as we know, became the Nasi, had the Nase happen to him. So that's Nara Yisi. He's a Nar, but Gamzakanti, but he looks like a Zakin. But then he said, Makira Anishu Dora Sirila Ezra. I recognize and I know he's the 10th generation from Ezra HaSeifer, the Einai Dumya Lididei. And his eyes are similar to the eyes of Ezra. So, the Meshech Chacham is bothered. What does this exactly mean, that his eyes are doima to the eyes of Ezra? So he says as follows. So, Inyan. Kimatzonu be'ezra shashina haksav. And this is the Gemara, Masech to Sanhedrin, Chafal Famebeis. The Gemara is talking about the different ksavim that there are. And the Gemara says over here, Rabbi Tanya, Rabbi Yossi, Yomer, Roy, Hoya, Ezra, Shetinasan, Torah, Al Yadei LiYisrael. Ezra was Roy, the Torah should be given through him to Klal Yisrael, El Malai Kadma Moshe. If not, then Moshe Rabbeinu came before him, and therefore Moshe Rabbeinu was Zaycha, and the Gemara brings Psukim. Says the Gemara, the bottom line, in Chafal from Abayz, Valfi, Shalei Nitna, Torah, Al Yadei, Nishtana, Al Yadei, Haksav. Even though Torah wasn't given through him, but the Torah's Ksav was changed. Nishtane al yodei haksav. And the Pasuk brings, and the Gemara brings a Rai over here, that it was changed. That he changed the Ksav. What did he change it to? And he says, as even the Gemara says, is a remez. Moshe Rabbeinu says, V'kosev es mishneh atera azois. Moshe Rabbeinu, mishneh is a loshen of a shinoi. As Rashi says, Ramaz lonu Moshe Rabbeinu, Sheksav Shebiyamav, the Ksav in Moshe Rabbeinu's days, also Lishtanais min Ivri Lashuris, is going to change from Ksav Ivri, Ksav Ivri is more like like the Rashi Ksav we have, to Ashuris. Ashuris is the beautiful Ksav of a Sefer Torah. Shenosan Lohem Bimei Daniel. The days of Daniel, it was changed. The Gemara brings a Rai over there because by Daniel, the Malach wrote on the wall, and no one was able to read it. Only Daniel, because it was in Ksav Ashuris. Uba Ezra v'kasa b'yasatayra b'ksav Ashuris. And Ezra came, and he wrote the Torah in Ksav Ashuris. Now there's a numerous machleiksim in the Gemara over here, exactly what the Torah was given in, and what it was changed to. The Gemara in Chafal from Beis at the bottom, Chaf Beis Amid Aleph. Against the machleikis. And if you want to go through it, it's a little hard to understand exactly what it means. But let's see what the Meshech Chachma says. Ha'inyan, ki matzanu be'ezra shashina haksav. V'hu, ki be'emes yos lefi mishpatei ha'Torah. What's really proper according to mishpatei ha'Torah. Asher ha'Torah te mesura biyad ha'kehem and ha'levim. The Torah should be given over to the Kehanim and the Levim. Vazikainim, asher yesh behem kol machmenei ha'shleimus. They have all types of perfections to them. And all facets of shleimus. V'haprushim ha'yoshvim b'Yerushalayim. And the prushim, the ones who separate themselves from Olam Hazeh, and they live in Yerushalayim. And that's where Torah is. Torah is given over. Chiddush ha'Torah is given over to these Talmidei Chachamim, Zekeinim, Kehanim, Prushim. If someone wants to become part of this group of Tamid Chachamim who can be Mechadish Halachas in Torah, Yavi L'Rishalayim. Go to Yerushalayim, Kemoy Shematonu, Blazim and Hurkanis. The same story of Blazim and Hurkanis, that he wanted to learn Torah. And where'd he go? He went up to Rebbe Chaim Zakkai in Yerushalayim. V'yashivas ha-gedoilos ha-shenikvitu kalaroi ben lefi chachmas binosam. And that's where the yeshivas ha-gedoilos were. They were all gathered there according to their chachma. V'chei matzonu b'sifri al-kra, the pasuk, the sifri and the pasuk in Parshas Re'ei, Taisus and Baba Basra, Chafalof, Amen Aleph, brings this pasuk. L'man tilma l'yiris Hashem, one of the reasons you take my sesheni up to Yerushalayim. Taisus says over there, kimitziyin teitzei saira, you would see the kedusha gedayla, the kehanim oiskim ba'avoda, hamechaven liba yoiser liyira shamayim velil moitayra, kededarshinim esifri laman tilma liyira. So a person, Taisa says, would take his ma'isasheni up to Yerushalayim, and before he finished eating it, he would be affected by the Torah, the avoda, the kedusha. That's where Torah was. So Zakta Meshach Chachma, because of that, Torah was written Biksav Ivri. Why? Leman lo yilmad misha ena roi. Because we didn't want someone who is not roi to be able to learn Torah in its original form. Zayse Maris as follows. And if you want to look at this Ba'arichos to get a better understanding, you can look. And the Ein Yaakov, the Eitz Yosef on the Ein Yaakov has an arichas about this here in Sanhedrin, Chav Aleph, and the Kosev in the Ein Yaakov in Megillah, also the beginning by Menatzbach, because there's questions over there. The Gemara over there says that the Mem Samach Shebeluchais were Beneis. Well, that's in Ksav Ashuris. So the Luchas were written in Ksav Ashuris? I thought you told me Ksav Ashuris only came later by Ezra. So the Luchas, yeah, were written in Ksav Ashuris. What about the Sifrei Torah? Moshe Rabbeinu Sefer Torah that went into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, the one that went to the different Shvatim, he gave a Sefer Torah to each Shevet. What were those written in? So the Ein Yaakov over there, the Eitz Yosef explains, of course, and this is what Rameir Simcha is telling us, of course, the Torah b'mekaira, and you can look over there in the Eitz Yosef how he explains the different machlokesim, three shitas in the Gemara, in the Tanaim and the Gemara. But the point is like this. The Torah in its form, the way it was given by the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, the way it was on the Luchos, the way Pashtus it was on the Sifrei Torah, the original Sifrei Torah that was in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and the way it was given over, Yerushalayim to the Chachmei HaTorah was Ba'ashuris. Ashuris has a mila to it. First of all, it's a beautiful ksav. It's a beautiful ksav. And there's, we know Rebbe Kiva, was Derish Tili Tilim Shal Alachas, from the Kutzoi Shal Yud, from the crowns. You were able, when you have the original Torah, to be Mechadish things. There's Gzeres Shavas, there's extra letters, there's extra words, there's Smichus, there's Mamatzinos, there's Hekishes, there's all different things when you have the original Torah, that you can be Mechadish Halachas. However, the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, Moshe Rabbeinu, the Chachamim didn't want that it should be wide open for everybody. Everybody has a Sefer Torah, and everyone could look at it and say, hey, here's the extra letter, Lama Zogin Achidish. Again, those days it could be Mechadish Torah, whatever you wanted. So Zokter Meir Simcha, no, we can't have that. To the rest of the world, it was written in Ksav Ivri, all of Klal Yisrael. L'man lo yilma mishen aroi. We don't care necessarily someone should have learned Torah, but we can't have chidushim in Torah by people who are not roi to make new halachas in Torah. V'yekezerik hevel l'markulis. Because if things are wrong, it's rachmana litzlan, it's like avodah zarah. You can have people who don't know what they're doing and making wrong drashas and saying things wrong. So it has to be that the Torah, the potential for Chiddush HaTorah, is not accessible to the Hamoinam, to the masses. That's in Yerushalayim, with the Chachamim, Yesh B'mkom Achmanei HaShleimus, they have Prushim, there's Yiras Hashem there, there's Kedusha there, it's the Beis HaMikdash, it's Yerushalayim. Over there where Torah is Neschadish, there it's in a controlled atmosphere. You want to go learn Torah there and be part of it? You could become a part of it if they let you in. And then you're part of a controlled atmosphere. If it's going to be accessible to everyone, we won't have the problem. You might have a nar tell a zokain. Gam anoichi haraya. I'm also haraya. Who are you to make drushes? I can make drushes too. So this is the way Torah was. Now the Chassam Sofer in a few places. One place is in the end of Teres Moshe. Chelek Hay in Teres Moshe. From the Pinkus of Rafishal Sofer. In other places also similar things. He also says the similar idea, and he just says a little bit of a different knetch, and he says again, Oyses ha-teirah v'tzirasam v'tagim merub m'zavazim tar shabal peh v'chol ba'ashatam v'vasagasa l'chadesh. He says, kol zman tar shabal peh was shmura b'piyam, was actual oral. V'lohay tzrichim la'ayin b'fnim l'hoitzin dvarim rizas ha-mikra. He says a little different. It wasn't necessary to find a remez to the Teresh HaBal Peh. Teresh HaBal Peh was given over to Moshe Rabbeinu. The Chachmei Yisrael came and they learned it from the Teresh HaBiksav. But Kolzman Teresh HaBal Peh was pristine from Moshe Rabbeinu, we didn't need to find it. Hayadai sheyaksav akidish hazegonus bichvoide bimkaimai biyistaklu byanavim vechachom in beis hatzorich. It's a little different than the Meshech Chachma. The Meshech Chachma saying avada there were Chachmei Yisrael making drushes that we didn't want. The Chassam Sofer says we don't really need it. We have Teres HaBal Peh and we all accept it. We all accept it. V'day loylam shishtam shebiksav livayna. We don't need this Halig Eloshen HaKadosh out there in the Hamayinam. Just like the Aron HaKadosh is in the Kadosh HaKadoshim, the Torah, B'kdushasai, B'ashuris, is in the Kadosh HaKadoshim. How are we going to know all the different Teres HaBal Peh? What do you mean, Teres HaBal Peh? Wemp, and Messiah from dar to dar, finish. Everybody accepted it. We didn't need it like that. Comes along Reb Meir Simchan says, what happened? Bizmei Ezra, Omnom Be'ezra, Ro Bizman Elufi Pizu Yisrael Ba'amim, Vishokach Me'amitim Ikri HaTayra. Ezra came back from Bavel and he saw Klal Yisrael is going to be spread out and not everybody came back. And he probably knew there's going to be a second Golus as well. And they forgot Ikri HaTayra Kasher Motzonu B'Nechemya B'Divrei HaYomim. Like it says over there in Nechemya, Ezra says, Bayam Emer Isi B'Yehuda Drochem Gisus B'Shabbos. They used to press wine on Shabbos. And they would do business on Shabbos, and I told them, what are you doing? And all different types of things it says in the Psukim there in Parak Yud Gimel, Pasuk Tezvav, Tezayin, Chav Gimel. Not only that, Reis Yehudim, Ashiv Unashim, Ashtoidias, Amunim, Ahivias, there was intermarriage. Ubineyem, Einem Akirim, Lidaber, Yehudis didn't even know Lashon HaKodesh. So Ezra saw we're in trouble over here. If we just leave things as is, there's so much exposure now. Klaizel's going into Gullus, this terrible exposure. Look what's happening in 70 years, a mere 70 years. In Bava, look what happened to Klaizel. Vidista machazoin, and there's no more. Nevuo vatlu harayim asbaklari hamira. So Ezra made a monumental decision. Yaiser knows the kosva beloshim b'muvan l'chol haraytze ledas. It's better for us to write the Torah in the understandable Lashon, meaning in the original Ksav, to get an understanding in the Drashas HaTorah, to get understanding in the real Pshat in the Torah, the Cholaraitzel, that's whoever wants to know. We're going to expose people to the beauty of Torah, to the Geshmak of Torah, to Limud HaTorah, to Yigiyas HaTorah, to Drashas HaTorah, to the Ksarim and the Oisiyos, to the Kutzim Shal Yod. The Chachma is Bachutz Torahina. We're going to throw the Chachma out into the Chutz. Umutav la'agil ha'matorah noitza la'archiv adas baretz. And it's better to get to that goal, this wonderful goal of being marchiv Torah in the world. Kasher be'emes nispashva ad ma'oid ha'Torah bizman ba'yisheini kiyadua. Like Taki wasn't ba'yisheini. We have gans all our Torah Shabbal Peh. It's from ba'yisheini. Kiyadua. Kiyadua. There's the damage that might happen, that this is why we kept it protected. Yeah, there is a danger. But Ezra said, it's worth it. And yes, in the times of Vayisheni, this is a very interesting thing. The way he says it is, this is the hezek that came from Talmidim Shleishimshu Kol Tzarkam, like the Rambam in the Akdama Tezroim says, that's why Shammai and Hillel only had a few machlokes, but Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel had a lot of machlokes. Why? because there were Tamidim Shalei Shimshu called Tzarcham. And therefore they didn't accept the Messiah properly and they went out on their own. And that caused Machleiksim. So Ezra Taka, what we were nervous about, okay, this is not what Ezra Sefer, what the world was nervous about before, of people making wrong drushes. But we also made it that now people think that they don't need the Rabbeim as much. Chas v'shalom, b'shamah v'shilu, meret nishazoi. But, she'leshim shukol tzarchem, azoi shteit chazal. Was leshim shukol tzarchem, it brought machlaikis. It brought machlaikis. So Ezra says, yeah, okay. If that's the danger, that's the danger. And probably said even the other danger of people mamish making their own drushes, like you also see in Bayesheni, Stukim, Baisusim, all different types of things, people doing their own things. But Ezra says, but this is the salvation of Klal Yisrael. If we open up Torah to the masses, yes, there might be some damage, but look what we're going to be able to save. Chavdalid was today's daf. Today's Chav Gimel. Today's Chav Gimel. So this is tomorrow's daf. Tomorrow's daf. Gemara says in tomorrow's daf, Elam. Where's this Gemara here? Ah, Am Rav Yechon zu Elam shezach la lilmoid v'loi zach sa lilameid. My Bavel, says the Gemara. Am Rav Yechon blula mikra, blula mishnah, blula talmud. Ayin Rashi, he says. What's up, Rashi? What's up, Rashi? Elam. Again. It says over here. It says, Anias of Torah was in Elam. There was Anias of Torah in Elam. It says, Rashi, Daniel be'elam hava, d'chsiv ani b'shushan abir, asher be'elam ha-medina, v'lei robats Torah. Ezra hu bevavel v'lamar chayku mishpat b'Yisrael. So Ezra was zeichet to teach Torah, what didn't exist beforehand. In the times of Daniel, we're saying there wasn't Torah, wasn't the Sparitz and Klal Yisrael. And Bumfakaret and Golos Bavel, look what happened. But Bavel was zeichet, Ezra was zeichet to teach Torah to Klal Yisrael, Ayin Rashi. So Ezra was zeichet that Linos in Torah Yadu Kamei Moshe, that's the Gemara earlier on Chav Aleph Amin Beis, and Meir Simcha Shalim Tu Chav Dal Rabat Aleph, the Rashi says, Ezra taught Torah, because he changed the world. Ezra changed everything. He opened up Torah to the masses. He opened them up. Aye, there's a danger. Yes, there's a danger. But we have to expose Klal Yisrael to the beauty and the geschmack and the drushes of Torah. If not, we're going to lose them. That, says Rav Meir Simcha, is why Ezra changed it and what was the purpose of changing it. The Chasam Sofer, as we said a similar idea that Torah belonged Shmura. The way he says is it, Amnam b'aviseinu rabim mishagol s'shchina v'yarda shicha la'ilam. Shicha, so now Torah Shebal Peh already was forgotten, so there was a necessity, limsar simani ha-Torah v'ramzeh l'klai Yisrael, k'shediyeidu l'hoitzi adim rims ha-akra, that Klai Yisrael should know where to learn it from, because v'yazeh b'doyre kilu nitna ha-Torah al-yodai. So that kilu was nitna ha-Torah al-yodai. So it's a similar idea, the Chasam Sofer is same, because the shichas ha-Torah also, we needed Torah Shebal Peh accessible. But this is what Ezra did. This is what Ezra brought to the world. The fact that you and I could sit down to a Gemara today and learn a Gemara and have the right to learn a Gemara and to understand Chazal and to understand Jerushas is because Ezra changed the world. Why? For Yeshuas of Klal Yisrael and Golus. Because he saw what was happening to Klal Yisrael when Torah was locked up in Yerushalayim and the way it needed to be at that time. But he said, you know what? Yes, we have to take the risks, because if not, Klal Yisrael is lost. So what did Reb Doisa say? V'chei matzonu in yinkazel Reb Lozer ben Azariah. Shereb Gamliel ha-Nasi v'dayte listum kol d'Avraham ha-Kubel. We know Reb Gamliel was the Nasi. Reb Gamliel was very strict. And his idea was, you don't have to tell people things. Tell them what to do and that's it. If you tell people reasons, they can start wiggling out of it. He says in many places, Mikuvul ani me'avoisai. You have in Rosh Hashanah. Mikuvul ani me'avoisai. In other places. Kach mikublani mi beis aviyabo. Sometimes the moon ba barucha, pa'am maim ba b'ktsara. He had kabbalas. This is it. I don't have to explain. V'chein shaloi lekabo rahanois la'agi al matorah shleimus. Ulemaita talmidim. Also, when Gamliel's yeshiva was locked, you couldn't just get in. He was only mekabel those who are nois la'agi al matorah shleimus. Those are going to be the gedolim, the perfect ones. Ulemaita talmidim. We don't have to open it up to everyone. Klal Yisrael will be preserved by making sure these people, the Gedolim, have Torah. V'chol mishen toichei kebari yikonis, like the Gemara Brachah says, Chavah Aleph Amud Aleph. If you're not toichei kebari, you're not emes in and out, you can't get into his yeshiva. What happened? He was a little too strict with Rabbi Yeshua. He made him stand in that machlaikas over there. The Chachamim came and said, 1 second, that's already too much. That's already too much. He made Rabbi Yeshua stand through the whole shir. So they took him off as being Nesias and they put Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah had a different outlook. Could be because he was Soal Tzairi Chadar. He was the next generation, was only 18 years old. Matzonullah Shemiyach Yosha ben Nesias, what did he do? He opened the doors. Klaroitza Lichnois Yavav Vichnois. Vitaisis Arba Meis Safsoli Ve Medrasha. The Gemara in Bracha says over there, 400 benches they added in that day. So he opened it up to everybody. Now some want to say, Rabbi Gamliel wasn't wrong. Chas v'shalom. 400 benches. Don't say 400 benches of Talmidim benches. They taka were not roi. Rav Elazar ben Azariah held it's okay. So we'll let not roi people be exposed to Torah as well. Because we need them exposed to Torah for what? To save Klal Yisrael. We find in places he explains reasons for things. Like in Chagiga. Taf lama boin ala kedei liten tzchar taiv lemivyeyem. We find in many places he was mafli bispashtus hatayra viribul emdeh. I'm not sure what he's referring to. Rabbi Simcha neither does the Magi over here, but he says b'chol makim. This is what he wanted: spread tayra, more limdei tayra, more people exposed to tayra. That was Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah's outlook on the world. V'hu shamar, that's what Rabbi Deisa said. He's a 10th generation of Ezra. V'einai, his eye, ritzoinai loimar. What does it mean, his eye? Einai hatzoifia l'meirachayik. His eye that sees distance. Habota klolis, he sees a big perspective. He's not looking at a small group. This is what needs to be done. He's looking at a very big picture. K'bay einai ha'edach, may einecha yainim. Ayin Medrash Sham, Einech over there, Pasuk in Shir Hashirim, is talking about the Sanhedrin, the Einei Ha'eda. Bahaboto Elan Hogas HaKlal. The Einei, the eyes, the Einei Ha'eda, the Sanhedrin, they look at all of Klal Yisrael. They're looking at a big picture. That big picture, that outlook of looking at a Gans Klal Yisrael and seeing what's necessary for Gans Klal Yisrael, Habata Hanogas HaKlal Hu Doimel Hanogas Ezra HaSofer. Einai, his Habata, his outlook on the Yeshua of Klal Yisrael, and the success of Klal Yisrael, and the Klal of Klal Yisrael, is the same way as Zayda 10 generations earlier, I'm assuming it's a Zayda, 10 generations earlier, Ezra HaSofer. Just like Ezra HaSofer made a decision, we're going to open up Torah to the masses with all the danger that comes along with it. And the attack was not only Beis Shammai's Hillel and all the Machleiksin, but the Tzdukim and the Baisusim, what he was nervous about, Taka happened. But look what happened to the rest of Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael got a Torah. Everyone had access to that Torah. That Torah is what keeps us a Klal Yisrael. And later on, generations, Rav Gamliel. Rav Gamliel was the Nasi, but Rav Gamliel was very focused. Rav Elazar ben Azariah had a different outlook. Einai, his outlook is daima to the outlook of Ezra HaSofer. This is the legacy of Ezra HaSofer. Today being his yard site, it should be Taka's chus for Gans Klal Yisrael, and Taka to recognize when there's exposure of Klal Yisrael to the world. When Ezra taught us this, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah taught us this, that the more we're exposed to the outside world and we will be affected by it, there's one way to fight it. more exposure to Torah, more exposure to the geshmak of Torah, to the depth of Torah, to the beauty of Torah, to the chashivas of Torah, to the godless of Torah. That's the way you fight it. That's what Ezra HaSefer left us, that's what Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah taught us, and this is the beautiful words of the Heilige Rav Meir Simcha today on Tes Teves. Kol Tov, everyone.